Today's daf in the second sotah barat you bebet chomot Yerushalayim is daf chov vav, and the last thing that we learned yesterday was that there's a machloket tanaim, and the Reb Nachman was going according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar that because it says v'niktav v'nizra azera, an ayilonit is not included in the parsha of sotah at all. Masha'inkin according to Rabbanan, there's no difference between ayilonit and anyone else other than the question of whether it's correct to marry an ayilonit, so she's not roid for her husband. But that's a totally different issue. And then if he had children from before, he has another wife, even the Rabbanan would be meida. So this was left us with the question, of course, about what do the Rabbanan do with that pasuk. So there we are, three lines below the middle of the page. Rabbanan hayvenik tavin izra zera mayavidle. So what do they do with the pasuk of Nizra Zera, which is meant to be a definition of something that has to do with what defines this sotah? Mi boile l'kiritanya. Nizra Zera means that she will have a tosefet of reproductive capability. It doesn't mean norms. So v'niktav Nizra Zera means she might ta'akara nifkedet. That in Achinami, if she was unable to have children until this time, then if she is a sotah, is Torah, she will be zocha to have a pregnancy. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Oh, my Rabbi Yishmael, that's crazy. In Keni Satru Kol HaKarot V'Yipakdu. So anyone who doesn't have a child, you know, well, okay, they'll do what Chana did, you know. They'll say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, listen, either you give me a child or I'm going to go. That's right. So does it make sense that a woman who is chanua and is lo nistra, so she loses out, you know? The more putza you are, the better off you are, it turns out. Only the good die young. Im kein mata mudlo marvinik tavin izra zera. I agree with you in principle that it's beyond the norm, but not to such an extent that you might talk her out that she's nifkedet. It means that there's improvements. You might tell you let it bitzar, you let it berevach, it's easier deliveries. If she used to have girls, now she has boys. Everybody wants boys. If they were kitzarim, you let it arukim, she had short kids. Time to put on a little height over there. Yes, indeed. And if her kids were dark, then she has white kids. You wouldn't want dark kids, would you?
They run faster.
So, and as the Rush, that's the problem. As the Rush points out, I mean, you can ask, Tosis asks, you can ask the same question. No, I mean, so anybody that has tough deliveries could go become a sot. The Rush says, for that, people aren't going to go be Mr. Mela. Yeah, no. Not something.
All of
okay, can you continue.
Can I define something? So when we say a woman's a sota, is she suspected sota or?
You keep coming back to this. You don't want to accept the fact that a woman is a sota by being a prutza in this fashion. That's what a sota
means. She's alone with the guys.
So that's it. That. Only, of course, only after her husband wants her.
Right.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, Yaakov is just too fine to be willing to use that word.
Oh, that's a sota. Yeah. They call it a whore.
Right.
Suspected
no, this is a sota.
Yeah.
That's what we spoke because about earlier. This is what you did. This is what you are.
And then when she's going for the test, that's whether they had full relations.
Exactly. Yeah. Eshet mamzer, mamzer. I don't understand. I mean, an eshet mamzer to a mamzer is a perfectly kosher marriage. You know, I mean, why would I think that we wouldn't be able to? What pasuk would have excluded it? As I said, we're interested in bringing more mamzerim into the world. These two, if they have children, are just going to continue the line of mamzerim. So maybe, what's so funny?
Thinking about, no, it doesn't matter.
It's a rather racist gemara.
No, no, that's not what I was thinking about at all. I was thinking about the politicians.
Oh, yes. You mean that there ought to be a required sirus before?
Yeah.
Kamash Malan. You're saying, isn't politics included in Uva Artsachem Lotasuke? Eshet Ger ve'Eved Meshuchrar ve'Ayla Nitzna. The Eshet Ger and the Eved Meshuchrar, I mean, isn't that Pshita? Because Ma'od Teimada Beral B'nei Yisrael ve'lo Gerim Kumash Matlan. Maybe that's true. I mean, otherwise the whole Torah is the B'nei Yisrael. I mean, so what is it coming? The Beral B'nei Yisrael? Maybe that's true. But it says Ve'amarta. And Ve'amarta is a riboy, despite the fact that we used that riboy before to be Mar Bekinui, remember, for Narusin or Shemeret Yavam, as Tosis points out. But this is Marbe, apparently, all cases which are Shkulinim. And therefore, this would be Shakul to that. Eshet Kohen Shota. I understand, why not? I mean, if she's Torah and she'd sleep with her, why shouldn't she be able to stay with her husband? Pshita. Because look at the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Vehi lo nitfasa." If she wasn't raped, she's asura, right? That is the word. It's vehi lo nitfasa. But if she were raped, so that the guy actually forced himself on her, so then she wouldn't be asura. But that's not true if it's a kohen. Because a kohen, if his wife is raped, she's asura on him anyway. Hanitfasa muteret, but zo eshet kohen ho venitfasa asura also emalotishte. Kamash malan. That nonetheless, it's not ma'akiv the din of sota. Umuteret levaala. By the way, there's a very very choshev tosfos here, which asks the obvious question, which is, and why don't we say the ema hachinami? When we had drushes before, so we said ve'ema al-chinami.
With regard to the
we said maybe that is the correct way. Yeah, we just said maybe that is. It says b'nei Yisrael. Maybe it means dafka b'nei Yisrael, not ger. So why don't we say the same thing over here? How do you know? I mean, maybe that is a good drusha. Who says it's not a good drusha? So Tosfos says a tremendous yesod that wherever a drasha is used for something else, or can be used for something else, we never ask. Because we understand that drashas are actually defined, the direction of a drasha is defined halacha l'maaseh misina. So in other words, we have indications, the Ritva actually says that the getter of esmachta is this, that an esmachta is also an inyan of showing you a hint about issues that end up being only derabanan, but they're not mnemonics. They're actual indications of a direction to take when necessary.
Mnemonics?
They're not like, usually people think that it's just a way to remember, you know, sort of where it's like the people should link it to the Torah, but not that it's actually an inyan of a tzivui of some level. Here too, a drosha has a direction. You don't see the ema achinami if you know that there are alternatives. Because that's not the way that it was nitenetli drosh. You can't say, why not? It's fascinating. It goes through many gemaras to show that you saw it and asks from places where we do ask it. Okay. So then we had the case of the kohenet. It turns out to be Tahora, and it says he's Muteret Lava'ala. I mean, I should hope so. What does that mean, Muteret Lava'ala? Of course he's Muteret Lava'ala. I mean, he said she can drink. So if she can drink, so then we find out that she's Tahora. So why wouldn't she be able to go back to her husband? I don't understand. Pshita. Omer of Vinawal is talking about that instead of improving, she starts to fall apart. And we said before that if schut is tola, but it'll still allow you to know the truth because you'll start to fall apart. Then I don't understand, says the Gemara. I mean, if she's falling apart, then that's the proof that she's tamea. Then butku amai, and she's osir. So how could we say, and she's mutera? No. It means mitnavna derech evarim. What happens over here is that other parts of her body fall apart. Not the yerech, not the me'ayim, like we said before, that she's going to go through the same process that a sota would go through in 10 seconds, but she'll go through it in 3 years, let's say, right? But over here, completely other symptoms appear. Nothing to do with the way that a sota would normally be ill. So Mao de Tema, you know what? It could be that, in fact, it could be that actually she did have relations with this guy. So then why isn't she being mitnavna the way that would show us? Because the reason that she's not falling apart the way a sota would normally fall apart is because she was raped. But to a kohen, being raped is still asura. So maybe there's a simen that she should be asura. This is the continuation of the Baal HaKohen. So she's be asura to the kohen. Doesn't mean she has to necessarily die. But she's being mitnavnena. Normally, a sota that's mitnavna instead of been proven means that but kuamaya. You don't have to wait till she dies.
But I'm saying mitnavna always ends up by osamisa.
But not here. That's what it's saying. It's derech evorim.
Okay.
So that's exactly what we're saying. A normal mitnavna would have shown the symptoms of the sota.
Right.
And she isn't.
Right.
So it must be that she is, I would think, therefore, that this is a unique case because she's married to a kohen, and the water has one additional function of showing when she's asura to a kohen by, instead of improving her reproduction, making her sick. But not to kill her like a saita, because it wasn't her fault. But nonetheless, she's asura to the kohen. So it's like a whole new thing. I might have thought that there was look, the water's not going to say that she's with Teres to her husband if she was raped. On the other hand, she's not supposed to die. So what's it going to do? It'll do something. So it'll be mitnavna. Very reasonable conclusion.
But all the rape victims don't have this.
No, they're not married to a kohen.
They don't need it. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. So only l'gabe kohen says here. Kamashmalan, there's no such interpretation of the water. It's not that sophisticated, you know. Eshet saris shota. Shota. Pshita. I understand what, just because the person who is married to her, and Rashi learns that it's got to be referring to, of course, a kosher marriage, because if it's not a kosher marriage, then we said that the mayim isn't baidek, right? So it has to be ishech or baala, that's ru'uy, or isha, that's ru'uya. She's ru'uya too. So therefore, it's got to be talking about what? A case where this person was a saris chama, is a congenital eunuch. Right?
So all the parts are in place, but the mechanisms don't work?
Basically. But Tosis points out that if that were the case, as Bobby just put it, all the parts are in place, then there's no reason to believe that even a saris adam would be aser. Because saris adam, chemically, let's say, would not be the equivalent, says Tosfos, of a Pitzua Daka, of a Krushovcha. Those are outward destruction of the genitals, and only then is the Torah asering. I have no idea, says he, where Rashi gets the idea that anybody who's a Sris Adam is Aser without mutilation. If there's no mutilation, then there's no Isser. It's a major machlokes here, Rashi tells us. Okay, but in any event, the husband is kosher. It's just that he's sterile. So then it's pashut. I mean, so what's the problem? Because Mal de Tema, since it says mibaladei ishech, look, it's saying that this lover is giving you some action besides your husband, which means that your husband could do the same. But if this guy is a saris, he can't do the same. Right? So it's not mibaladei ishech. Is that besides your husband? And therefore...
Can't make children?
Or right. He can't do the same level. Yeah. And since this is Lav Bar Hoch, he says not included in Baladei Yishech. That's not what Baladei Yishech means. And then continues the Mishal. Kol Arayot Mekanin. So if the lover is her own father, let's say, that he suspects, doesn't matter. Even if the suspected boel is an erva, you can still be mekana. Why not? Pshita. Because Mao de Tema, remember that we darshan the two v'nitma'a. the fact that it repeats v'yinitma to tell me echad lebal ve'echad leboel, that the same way that she becomes asura to the baal, she becomes asura to the boel. I mean, that's really unnecessary in the case where the boel is her father. So therefore I would think that indeed the parsha of Sota is limited to the class of possible lovers that would then be affected with this new iser of hinitma. That's not the case. So I would have thought Eicha to call Mitzra Bahaznut, if she would become asura to him because of this relationship of the Sota. But in this case, all the asura kaima, I mean, she's asura the whole time. So Emalo, come Hashmoman, that's not the case.
You can just go and ask her, your wife, on her, like your in laws. I mean, this is a great way of getting out of.
To be alone with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
We saw that in Nedarim.
Be alone.
Right, to be alone, but then you know, it's very dangerous to go. So, you know what, dear, I don't want you to become a Sota. It's an interesting.
He's got plans.
But anyway,
we can see the naivety. Chutz min ha-katan. So why is a katan? I include the Rambam understands katan means specifically, not like this over here, that katan means specifically someone who is below the age of 9. Not below the age of bar mitzvah, because why would a katan be any different than anyone else? Since he's able to aser her biznut once he's 9 years old, so why wouldn't thus be able to aser her from being alone with him? It makes no sense. Therefore, isha marachman of a lo katan, meaning in terms of functionality. Okay, then we had, and to be mamayet, someone who isn't quite human. What does that mean? Lemute mai. Ilema lemute shachuf. A shachuf is somebody who's like had it. He's all worn out. He can't, either he's impotent, or he has no semen, or he has retarded ejaculation, but he just can't, he cannot be mazria zera. So maybe that's what it means. No, mashmo shachuf mekanino yado. Not only can be mekanino yado, because that's not considered to be a non-bia, he would be poso betruma also. So indeed, if he would be boil her, then he would pass her for truma. Well, I mean, why not? What do you mean, mekanina yado? Why not? Because ma'adatem of v'shachaf ishota shichvat zera. Why do they have to throw in the word shichvat zera? We know what v'shachaf ishota means. So I might have thought that shichvat zera marachman of alav varachiu. He can't manage that. Kamash malam, that's not mamayet him. Uposel betruma, also pshita, no? No. Ma detema loya chalel zaro. Look, when it says over here the iser of marrying someone who is psula for him, so that would be machalal, the zera, if he doesn't have any zera in the first place. So mandi isle zera chalel, he doesn't have any. Then what's it going to do him any good to be machalal zaro? And therefore, maybe to let le zera lo le chalel. Kamash malan, that the isurim and the dinim of psilus still apply. Okay, so now I don't know. So what is eno ish? Maybe it's in Arab. Not quite Newman. Maybe it means if you tell your wife, don't be alone with the Arab, that it's not considered to be a kinui. So maybe it's an oivet kachovin. Can't mean that. Amar v'mun oivet kachovin mekanin al yodo. Uposel betruma. Well, I understand. Mekanin al yodo. I mean, obviously, why not? Because ma'atatema nitma'a nitma shtepa mim echad labal v'echad laboel. And therefore, only if the komitzat rabbi is not, only if this relationship is what makes her asura on him. Mashenken avalahol v'asur v'kayma, emolo, kamash malon. Okay, so it can't mean an akum. Fine. Posel betruma, why would an akum not posel betruma? Pshita. I mean, if a Jew would pass a little bit through Bezasser, wouldn't an Aku? No. Because Ma de Tema, Ubat Kohen ki Tihiye Le'izar. Now, what does Tihiye mean? Tihiye is always a word that implies Havaya. Havaya means a state of Kiddusha. And this person is not within the set of those who could have a state of Kiddusha. So therefore, Debar Havaya in, the Lav Bar Havaya lo. Kamash Malan, that nonetheless it passes. How do I know? Rabbi Yochanan. The Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Ishmael, Minayin Lovet Kochavim, the Evet Shabola Kohenet, or Levia, or Abat Israel, that from that point on they are psula for the Kohuna, or for Achilas Truma. Yeah. Shinemaru, Bat Kohen, Kitiye Almana Vegrusha. Hey, Bat Kohen is an Almana Vegrusha. Is Shava la Beit Avia, and she goes down to Yitruma. What does that mean? Only if she could be an almana v'grusha. So Mishel almanut v'gerushim ba. Can a goy create a state of a grusha? No. There's no marriage. Can he create the state of an almana? No. There's no marriage. So Mishel yeshol almanut v'gerushim ba. You're going to call her an almana or a grusha? No. And therefore the pasuk of a shava el beit avia kinu ureha doesn't apply. She cannot eat truma ever again. So then what is it coming to include? To exclude. Elomutibai. Omer of Papa, Mishe no Ish means an animal, not human, literally. Lemuti Behima. And the reason is, there's no such thing as a relationship of znut with an animal. There is an act that the Torah answers, but it's not begetter znut. It's something else.
What is it? And what do we mean by
snoot?
Human relationship thing?
No, well, we're going to see in a moment how we know that, but it's not, the Torah doesn't call it part of
bestiality.
The...
Bestiality.
What?
Bestiality. It's a sword, and it's, but it's not snoot.
That's an English word.
Right.
It says don't sleep with a behemoth. Right. Don't sleep with a behemoth means don't stick animal parts into yourself if you're a woman or vice versa. But that, what does that have to do with sex?
But you should have a mission.
There's an answer to that question.
No, because again, we've seen many, many times the Torah's definition of a relate. For instance, we saw this with the Katan. Katan is the day before his ninth birthday. Sticking body parts into her is not a body part. What do you mean it's not a body part? It's a broom handle. Don't look like a broom handle. Doesn't matter. The Hagdora of the Torah is that this is not defined as a relationship. What are you telling me? I understand. It looks like chicken, it feels like chicken, it tastes like chicken, but it's not.
It's a rabbit.
A rabbit?
That's what they say about rabbits, tastes just like chicken.
No, in other words, the Torah defines things, not your feelings define things. So the Torah is saying, this is like a broom handle. So nafkaminas, it's an animal. Fine, that's the kind of broom handles I don't like. But you don't call it znus. How do we know such a thing? It's very, this is like only Claudius or Shaykh to this kind of thing. The idiotic Goyim believe that if you stick a broom handle into somebody, you've sodomized them. You hear that? The police sodomized them. They did. What'd they do? They stuck a broom handle up his rear end to get it sodomized. Mishnah Goyim. Okay, so, the Torah defines what things are to us. It's not like, it looks the same. It's not the same. Fine. How do we know, however, that that's true? So, Domele Ravan be Parzakula Ravashi, Mina Hamilta Diom Ravana and Znut Bivema. How do we know that? Ah, because the Torah says, Lo Tavi Etnan Zona Umechir Kelev. Okay. How about the Etnan Kelev? And Mechir Zona. Not if somebody owns a Shifcha, who's a wonderful whore. Now he wants to sell her. Can he use the sale for a carbon? That's a mechir of a zonah. Or Suppose he wants to pay a woman to sleep with his dog. You know, I'm not interested, but my dog's very interested. And I'll give you this animal for the dog. I'm serious.
Some people don't do for their pets.
Look, if they can hire a psychiatrist for their pets, they can hire a whore for their pets.
They clean up their own dog poop.
I've heard of a doggy bag that's gone.
Yeah, you guys are naive Westerners. The Gemara knows what life is about, let me tell you.
She's high of Misha.
What?
She's high of Misha.
She's chayav misa?
If she sleeps with a dog.
Yeah, but we're not interested in bringing her to the mizbeach. We're only interested in bringing the price. We paid her with a beautiful sheep. So she liked the sheep better than the dog. What can you do? So can you bring the sheep to the mizbeach? That's the question. The answer is yes. Why? Because that's not called an etnan kelev, is not an etnan of znut, and it's mutter. Why? Because the Torah says gam shnehem. What do you have to stretch? I know how to count. Etnan zonamachir kelev. One, two. Elamai, what are you telling me? That shnayim velo arba'ah?
What's gam
though? Okay, you'll have to wait until we get to Tmura for that. Ela, shichvat zera lomali. So then, hold on a second. So now I'm really confused.
What's the four?
We had, four would have been etnan zonah mechir kelev or mechir zonah and etnan kelev. But so you're telling me, no, it's not the same. And that ain't achinami. There is no such thing as the etnan of a kelev. But wait a minute. So then, you're not denying the fact that it does say shichvat zera. I mean, so then why are we playing with this? No, you might think, but it doesn't. So what does it mean? It can't be that Torah has to say the obvious, to say shichvat zera lamali. Ah, mikidatanya, that's a different limud. Shichvat zera means prat v'davar acher, as opposed to something else. What's something else? Amrif sheshes, it means prat v'shikinala l'shalokidarka. I don't want this guy sodomizing you. Okay, Amar Le Rav, that's ridiculous. Shalokedar, it can't mean that Shechvazer, remember, would mean, obviously, that the idea is the normal modes of intercourse. So Shechvazer, this is the way that somebody who is interested in Zera would normally sleep with a woman. If it's Shalokedarka, so then it would mean that Shechvazer is Dafka. But the problem is, says Rava, that then this would violate the normative halacha that we know, and that is shalokedarka is included in mishkevei isha. So the Torah goes out of its way to include shalokedarka in a normal intercourse. How do we know that? Because it says et zachar lo tishkav mishkevei isha. If a normal intercourse doesn't include anal intercourse, how the heck could it asur a zachar? There's no other way to sleep with him, right? So it clearly makes no sense to say that it would come to tell me that this is not considered to be normal. That can't be what it means. Elo amarava prat lechikinala derech evarim. So what it means is, he says, look, I don't want this guy cozying up to you and thrusting around your body and so on. Okay, so that's not really an intercourse. And therefore comes along the Torah to say, Dafke Shechvazera, obviously doesn't mean if he ejaculates or not, it just simply means what the norm would be.
But the kina is, it was a general kina.
But if he specifies, that's what I marked it on. How does that make sense? What's the big deal about screwing around with a woman, derech evarim? It's pritsuta mi'almahi. Pritsuta mi'asrachman ha'asen. The Torah is going to say that a woman who is in bed with another guy and up close with him and so on is asura on her husband? I mean, there's no iser involved in that. It's pritsus, right? So how could you learn that the din of the seita would possibly have included that I need a pusik to tell me that that's not included in v'shechavi shotach shechvat zera? I mean, I might as well say, you know, if the guy sticks a party mask on your face, so she should be asura. I mean, I don't understand. You can't just go and say, you know, that something that seems sexy to you is included in the dinner of Saita. The Torah either is magdir it as an osur relationship or it isn't. Where did it ever say that such a thing is included? Ela Omar Abaye, it's talking about prata shikinala binishika. Now, obviously, this doesn't mean kissing with the lips. It means kissing with the genitals. So that's already a little bit closer. The problem is, of course, but that's a machlokas, whether that is actual intercourse, right? So, we know that all of the isurei bia are defined by ha'ara. Now, the question is, what is ha'ara? So, there is a man d'omer who says that the concept of ha'ara that is considered to be bia is insertion that includes only the atara. But nishika, just touching of genitals, is nothing. That's lav klumi. So therefore, I would have thought, okay, so maybe the Torah is talking about this level of foreplay as being so close to the real thing that it would be awesome. So therefore, hainadati kralamuti nishika. But if you are like the Mandi Omar, who says the shika is ara, so then that's intercourse. I don't understand. So what are you going to say? That we don't include it. Mr. Michael Amemar. You're right. I'm going back to what I said before. I think it means the shkina lo derech evarim. Now, it's true that it's odd that you should need a pasuk to be memayit, something that the Torah never asserted. But do we agree that it's sexy? Yes. Do we agree that it's foreplay, at least? Yes. So maybe that's included. Why? Because the whole idea of the sota is going beyond norms. It's the idea that the husband's hakpada can broaden the envelope of what will aser his wife. Because otherwise she wouldn't have become asura and nisteret. So maybe the fact that his chashash of the nisteret, that he doesn't want his wife playing around with this guy, despite the fact that it never comes to actual intercourse, maybe that itself would be the kina that if she was over would be included. Gamash Malanza, I might think, says the Gemara, but the Tema, Bikpeda de Baltalia Milta. Look, the whole din is an extension because of the husband's Ruach Kina. And indeed, the Baal is Makbid, Velka Kapit. Gamash Malan, that indeed it's not included. What? In Keni Satrukala Karot Vipaktu, and you have a woman who's Sanua and doesn't want to go through that route, so you're going to tell me, hopefully, Lo Nistra, she loses out. Can't mean that. In Kane Mata, Vilomar Viniktav and Isra Zera, she might tell you, let it be Tsar, you let it be Reva, Mikivod, you let it Zacharim, Kitsarim, you let it Aruchim, Shechorim, you let it Levanim. Eishet Mamzer, Mamzer, why not? Pshita, because Ma, the Tema Fushi Psul Melolefush, Kamash Balan. Eishet Gervi Evid Mishukhar Violin Pshita, Ma, the Tema Dabra Ben Israel, Dafk. Vlogerim kamashmalan veimachinami vaamarta aleyem ribuyehu eishet kohen shota pshita madatemi vilonitvasa asura implies that hanitvasa muteret, but that's not true by neshet kohen, right? Because this one neshet kohen hovinitvasa even so would be asura, then maybe she's not included emalotishtero kamashmalan umuteret levala pshita. Om Ravuna, well, it's not pshit at all. It's talking about she was mitnavna. Mitnavna? Shalana batko mayan, she's psula. No. Mitnavna baderech evarim. So mao the tema haizinu yezenoi. Ay, why was the mayim not bodekirk yurchei? Bishum deba on yezenoi, but gabi koi, nonetheless she's asura. Komash maman. Eishet soris shota pshita. By the way, it may well be that Tosfos has jumped to conclusions about Rashi. Because the whole lav bar hochi, who he may learn, means
that he's incapable of intercourse, which means something is in fact ruined in his genitals, not just that he's chemically saris. Mm-hmm. So that's why he says that as we're talking about a saris chama, that would be mutar, right? Thus he's jumping to the conclusion that lav barachi means to do what the other person does. May not mean that according to Rashi. Ayyadei kol harayot bekanim pshita. Ma'adat ema nitma shnei pa'amim teaches echad leba'al ve'echad leboel. Okay, that's davke echdoka mitzra ba'aiznut. But ha'ho v'yasura v'kaima imalo kamashmalon. Chutzim ha'katan, that's because ish amrachman, avalo katan. Okay, and chutz mimi she'eno ish, what's that mean? Nutemai. Not really, because also pshita, no, same reason basically. I mean, the Torah says lo yechalel zaro. What if he doesn't have any semen? So what's he going to be mechalel? The eat le zera lechalel. The let lezera is not shayach. Lo lechavel. Kamash mulan. Ve'el lamuti ovid kachavim. Not true, because I'm a Ravuna, Rav Amnuna, ovid kachavim. You are mekanim al yadu posel betruma. Mekanim al yadu. Why not? Because ma'adatei minitman nitmash tepa meachad bal vechad bal vechad kibitz rabat zlut. Avlo hol vaasur vekayim emol lo. Kamash mulan. So we speak it up. But selbe churma also pshita, not necessarily, because ma de tema, ubat koen ki tiele ish zar omrachman, a tihiye is the bar havaya, dafka, but the love bar havaya, like this akum lo, kamash balan, that nonetheless is possible. How do we know? Rabbi Yochanan. The Om Rabbi Yochanan, Shom Rabbi Shmuel, Minayin lo vid kochavim vehevet, Shebo ala kohenet, or Leviya, or Abad Yisrael. How do we know Shepasla? Then she goes back to Trumat Beit Avia. But that's only Mishyeshu Amanut V'Gerushin Ba. But in Ovid Kechavim and Eved, by definition, do not have a state of Amanut V'Gerushin after leaving her. And therefore, she will never be included in the Pasuk to go back to Achilas Shura. Okay, so I give up. So what does it mean, Misha Eno Ish? Omer of Papa, what do you mean? What does it mean? It means Misha Eno Ish, Nut Beima. And the reason would be, the Ein's Nut Beima. Omerly, Rav Mi Barzakil Ravashi, Mino Miltadi Omer Rabbanan, the Ein's Nut Beima. Tektiv, Lotaviet, Nan Zona, Mechir Kelev, etc. Betanyet, Nan Kelev, Mechir Zona, or Mutarim, Shinemagam Shnehem, Shnai, Velo Arbaa. Shashikh Vazera Lomeli, Mibalet Kiditanya. Shechvat Zera means probably Davar Acher. Okay, stop hinting around. What's the Davar Acher? Omer Rav Sheshet Prata Shekidan La Shaloka Darka. Omer Rav, no, that makes no sense. Shaloka Darka is normal Bia. That we learn out from Mishkevi Yishakti. El Omer Rav Aisei means Prata Shekidan La Derech Evarim. Omer Labayo, what's so terrible about Derech Evarim? I mean, it's just Pritzuta Be'almai. Pritzuta miyotzer achmara that I would need a pasuk to be memayinit. Yemo amar abaye pratashkina la beneshika. That's all very nice, but the man yomer holds that ha'ara is not neshika, but requires achnasata torah. Of a neshika is not anything, so therefore comes on the pasuk to say, despite the fact that it is very close, but it's lamut in neshika. La man yomer ha'ara zu neshika. And if we're not mamayit nishika, so Michael Mema, liolam l'shekinala derech evarim, umad etema bikpeda debalta yerachmana, ubalakakapit kamashmal.